United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace, through music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S. From Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Recognize Your Own God Nature, given on June 2, 1998 in Irvine, California, USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Do we pay karma in our dreams? How do we pay karma?
We pay bad karma in our dream only if that is the grace of God. Otherwise, most of the time we have to pay it physically, like an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And when you are initiated or you enlightened, then we live by grace of God. We don't live so much by the law of karma anymore, except for some already fixed bad karma. Like, we have to have some certain bad karma in order to exist in this life. And that bad karma, we have to continue with it. But then it can be erased to certain extents, it can be lubricated, it can be lessened to a lot of degree, or it can be paid in dream, only at that time.
Master, what happens if a person gets initiated but ends up not being able to meditate the required 2.5 hours?
Then he probably stay in the class for a while. Just like you students, huh? What happens if you enroll in a certain class and you don't study well? Then you stay there. Or you have, instead of an A, you have a C, huh? Well, that's what it is. But you're still, nevertheless, a college student. You're not primary school. Or you're not, kindergarten kids. Anyhow, at least you are a college student. That's no doubt. But just lesser degree. Huh? Okay.
I would like to know more about the person you received Kuan Yin from. Is he a reincarnation of Jesus, or are you? Does he or she have a name you can share with us?
Yes, I have told you in one of the tapes. Long time ago. His name is Kurachi. He's gone back to God. Jesus never reincarnate, nor of any of the other masters. Reincarnation is only for us, the mortals, the karma-laden people. So you can say Jesus has reincarnated, or you can say Jesus not. It's not Jesus he reincarnated, it's the Christ power. Yes, let's keep coming, descending to different person through God's will to help mankind, okay? So you can say yes or you can say no. Agree? Capisce?
How does your teachings relate to religion in general? Does your teachings enhance our belief in our own religion?
Yes, it does. It does. You know already. Up to now, you know. I make you understand your religion better, deeper. And if you enlighten yourself, you become the religion. You become the truth. You could write another Bible. But don't have to. One Bible enough. You just verify it. You just understand it. That's good already.
Can you tell us about our dreams?
Nightmares? Dreams have many kind. Sometimes bad dreams, sometimes good dream. Sometimes dream that come true, sometimes dreams are just fragments of the daily collection of different information. Yeah, so it's all mixed salads. Sometimes dreams are kind of foretell the future or reveal in the past or some of your deepest desire or some of your wish. That is a clairvoyant dream. This is a kind of vision. Many of the Kuan Yin practitioners or the people who meditate, they have this kind of latest dream, you know, like a vision. They dream, but they're very vivid, in all color, all light and splendor, and very bright. And it's not a dream anymore. It's a vision. Like they go to heaven and all that. When you meditate and you go to heaven, it's almost like a dream. Except you wake up so excited, so electrified, so energized. So full of life and love that you don't know what to do with yourself. You want to hug everyone and kiss them. But don't do that. People will think you're loco. Cuckoo.
How do I disconnect from past life experience once and for all?
Past life experience? I told you. Initiation. At the time of initiation, the stored karma, the master erased. So you don't have past karma anymore, but you're welcome to pick up if you want to. If you want to come back to this life, you're welcome.
Can you please clarify what you mean when you say we are children of God and that we're all God? Do you mean to say that worshiping God isn't necessary since we already are?
No, it is necessary. We worship God even more so after we realize who God is, what a loving being that is, and how near to us, nearer than the dearest friend in the whole world, nearer than our own skin. At that time you really worship God in the truest sense of worship. At the moment we're just dictating to God, oh please give me money, please give me a wife, please give me a job, please, 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 please. We're just dictating every day. We don't really know God. So, we are God, but yet we are not yet God. So please get to know God first, and then ask me the question later. After you know Him, you tell me.
How does humanly love play a role in our enlightenment?
Well, it's nice to be loved, whether by human or by animals. Every time we are loved, doesn't matter by whom, by what, that's God who loves us. It's no human love, it's no motherly love, it's no brotherly love. Actually, it's all God's love. Divided, minimized, or modified. Yeah? In the Bhagavad Gita of India, the very old Bible, 5,000 years old, God said to Arjuna that is His love through the mother and father and all that. So everyone who loves us, that's God who loves us. So there's no harm. It can only help. Somebody loves us, when the two person love together and enlighten together, they're very helpful, very nicely.
What do you think about the evolution theory? What is its problem?
Gosh, I'm not a scientist. You mean we come from the monkey and all that stuff? Huh? We all came from God, okay? We are created in the image of God. And that's all there is. And God made animals as well. He says so in the first chapter. Didn't he? First one, the Old Testament, page number one. They say God created man and all the food, the herbs. Oh, by the way, he mentioned vegetarian there and then. He say, I created all the fruit and the herbs in the field that are pleasant to the eyes and good for the taste. They shall be your food. And he also say, for all the animals, I also created food for each one of them. See? He doesn't say we evolved from animals. He say we are the rulers of the kingdom of animals. We are the king of them. So there's no mixy-mussy about evolution. We are human beings. Okay? Animals are also from God, but they're not human beings.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people. and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adalila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
To achieve the perfect enlightenment that can be achieved in one lifetime, is it possible to do this without going to the Himalayas like you did? Let it take us less than 7 years, since you are such a perfect, compassionate master.
You don't have to go to Himalaya. I told you already. It's my karma. I have to go there. Your karma is better. You sit here and get enlightenment on the sofa. And it could take 7 years, could take 7 months. It depends on you. Depends on your destiny. That is, depends on your choice that you have made to yourself before this existence. That I cannot interfere. Only you know. You are pleased with yourself, the choice that you have made before you came here. So don't be hurried. Whatever it takes, that is your choice. You and God made the covenant already, that you take your 7 years, you take 17 years, you take 20 years, whatever. We live in eternity. No problem about how many years. But enlightenment occurs immediately at the time of initiation. It's just a complete enlightenment. It sometimes varies, depends on people, and depends on your diligence or how hurry you want to go home. You have a car, you can drive fast, you can drive slow. Okay? Don't ask me 7 years or many years, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. At that time, after enlightenment, you get happy and happy every day. You don't bother about how many years. At that time, you don't even consider enlightenment anymore, because you know God, you know happiness. You just fulfill, content.
Can world evil or negative karma be transubstantiated into good or positive karma through people's use of violent flame and the golden light of Mahatma energy?
The negative energy is necessary For us to realize God, we have chosen to know darkness, so enable to recognize the light. So that's the way we can say we translate the negative into positive. Otherwise, negative is negative, positive is positive. There's no way you can say that darkness is light. But darkness is there to help the light to shine in darkness so that you know it. Well, I guess what he means is if you meditate and you see the light, can you neutralize the negative power? Of course, that's what it is. When the light comes, the darkness disappears. Whether it's violet flame or golden flame, you know, depends on the level of consciousness. Violet flame is a little bit lower level. Golden flame is higher level. You know it later when you meditate.
Have you traveled beyond heaven and the light? If so, what is out there?
You want to taste my chocolate, and it's not possible. Because it's I who ate it, right? But I have another piece of chocolate, and you're welcome to try. I can tell you it's sweet and it's chunky, it's juicy, but then you just hear the words, you don't understand it. You have to eat it, okay? Eat the chocolate. Get the initiation, meditate, and then you know. There's nothing impossible. Nothing at all impossible for us human.
What is the most effective way to remove bad habits from one's life when they feel so much like chains around my feet and hands?
Yeah. It's difficult. But if we are enlightened, I tell you, things will change. And change fast. Change very dramatically. That's how the saints are made. That's why it is said in your culture that all the saints have the past and all the sinners have a future. Believe in God. Accept the grace of God through diligent practice, through the light of guidance within yourself, through the God in you. Everything is possible. You can't even raise yourself from death to life. You can cure your own disease, let alone the habit. Terminal disease, even. Everything is possible in the light of God. That's why I came to tell you the good news. Very good news.
What if you are adopted? Which family generations are saved? Biological or adoptive?
Biological, but adopted also, okay. Because I told you, even your dog, your cat are benefited. You will see. I'm not kidding you. You will see your dog enlightened, cat enlightened. They will change. They will sit next to you. They will meditate with you. Yes. They will become a saintly cat. They even become vegetarian. Yes. Read our magazines. There are many true story in there. Everything you read in there is true story. And all the witnesses are still alive. You meet the modern saints in those pages. Even cats and dogs. Yes. Very cute. Guan Yin method. Even your friend, your lover, who are not biologically related, are benefited by you, by your practice, by your light. Because God's grace is very generous. We cannot imagine. It's incredible.
If you become initiated and follow, does that mean you can't kill or exterminate bugs, mice, etc. that invade your home? What about pulling weeds, etc.?
Oh, God. Well. Well, in some of the cases, the termites moved out. If you keep your house clean and hygienic, yeah, you don't have to kill them. And pulling which you can. Just recite God's name and do whatever you have to do. Otherwise, in many cases, our initiate, they meditate, I don't know, all the pets gone away. The bugs and all that, they don't come near. It's very convenient. Economic. Everything leaves us.
What do you think of divorce?
Bad. Divorce is the last solution of a loving relationship. And it should not happen at all. But it's very difficult to work out with each other, since men and women are so, so different. Men are more cool, more straightforward, simple. Women are more sentimental, more romantic. So the warlike, the warlike and the beauty, you know, don't often mix well. But there are many ways to reconcile with each other. There are marriage counseling, there are books about it, and there are, of course, meditation. Yes, that will reconcile a lot of differences. You will see both of you will change, more loving, more understanding, and less demanding. That is if you're both in almost similar level. Otherwise, you still have conflict, but you still love each other. You will not resort to divorce as much as the other people who do not practice the inner peace. They would do it more. I would not divorce my husband if I was enlightened at that time. Yes, after enlightenment, you will learn to appreciate your partner more. A lot of families conflict has been erased after initiation. If husband and wife meditate together, it really helps. Because you realize you both got. Yeah, the love in you will spring forth, will magnify to cover all the differences between the man and the woman. You learn to love each other, respect each other as God even. Apart from the physical love, there is another holy love that will bind you to each other, make you more loving, more responsible, and more sensitive to each other's feeling and need.
What is the problem when one has a key to enlightenment but fails to make the shift into God consciousness?
Oh, in that case, well, maybe you try it again later. When your time comes, everyone has your own time, their own time. It's okay, no hurry. We have eternity.
Is it true that beyond the second level, there is no karma anymore? If we live in the world depending on our karma, then if we don't have karma anymore, do we still live in the world?
If we don't have karma, it means after the third level, when you arrive at the karma-less level, you never commit any karma again. But the presently karma that is make you exist in this lifetime, it still continue until your time is up. And whenever your time is up, that means bad karma is gone. You don't have to stay here anymore, that means bad karma is gone. But when you reach a third level, the type of the person you are, the state of mind that you are in, will never let you commit any more bad karma. That's what it means. You will do everything in righteousness. Automatically. But that doesn't mean that you die immediately, because the present karma still exists. The written karma for this lifetime, how many steps you have to take, how many breaths you have to inhale, how many food you have to take, how many days you have to live, that's already written. We don't erase that. We could if we want to, but why? Just a few more years to live, or a few more days, why hurry? It's the last time anyhow.
Dear Master, I want to practice meditation and teach meditation, but also have an abundance of materialistic things. How can I do that? I don't wish to make a living doing anything other than teach meditation. Please advise.
Ah. Well, that's wonderful. Who is that? It's you, huh? Are you teaching by now?
Yes.
And you earn some living from that?
Yes, okay. But not enough.
Not enough?
No.
Well, then what to do? You have to expand your circle. See, you ask the wrong person. I don't take money.
How do you make a living?
I make a lot of living. I make a life out of a living. I design the clothes, I paint. What else did I do? Jewelry, yes. Yeah, I do a lot of things.
So do you advise I do other things other than teach meditation to make a living?
I would think, you know, it's more noble if we teach the way of God free of charge at all times, because it's inherent in each of us. If we could, we should not make a living out of that. But if you're in need of money, people donate to you, it's okay. Take it as God's gift. But I personally don't demand any money. I'm very afraid to take people money. I just don't feel good. Since I was young, yes. And any of the master, since ancient time, are not allowed to take money even. You are supposed to give, not to take. But I guess just an ordinary teacher of different meditation method, it's no harm, yeah? But to be a master, I think better not take anything. The Buddha take only 1 meal a day because he doesn't work. So that's a minimum he can take. But then, you know, he has to do it. At that time, he don't have a mean to walk around, you know, and earn money at the same time. Besides, he was a monk. And the tradition of the monk is you go begging for food. Yes, yeah. People respect you that way. So it's a modern time. If you go begging for food, the police will beg you to go to jail. So I cannot do that. Not that I'm materialistic. To desire to earn money, to live, is not a materialistic viewpoint. It's practical. We live in a modern time. We have to dress decently, presentably, for the modern people, because they don't accept beggar looking anymore. You can't go on the street and beg, and people will take you for homeless, and they don't respect you, number one. How can you teach them, right? So you have to be decent, be like everyone else. I used to be a monk, but at that time I also earned money. I don't feel right taking money from people. I earn money by different things. I grow vegetable, I make, you know, knitting. At that time, because I was alone, I don't have too much traveling expenses, and at that time I ate 1 meal a day also. So I make very little money, enough. But now I'm expanded, and I have to travel a lot, so I have to earn more money. So I resort to different kind of techniques, like inter-decoration stuff, like lamps, you know, lights, sometimes ceramics, and painting, you know, painting. I design clothes and design jewelry. And these earns me a lot of money worldwide, so I am able to travel around and live comfortably. So I pay every penny I take. If the initiate lend me a car, I would pay petrol too. I don't take it. I don't want to. I feel I should pay my own living existence because I'm able. Yeah. So even my disciple, they give me anything, I don't take. Unless I really don't know about it. If I know, I don't take it. I give it back, you know. I give back the money, the value, or return something else. Yes? You feel more comfortable that way. But it's all right. If people offer to you, and you have no other mean, and you're too busy teaching to earn the living, then you take it. Okay? Take enough for yourself.
Can I ask you one more
thing? Oh, sure, sure.
So you're able to run a business and have a spiritual teaching going on at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you see?
Yeah.
That's what it is. What it is right now. I'm doing my spiritual teaching, but in spare time, I design clothes and jewelry, you know, and that's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And the people who help me sell and all that, I pay them money. People who help to make clothes and all that, they also get the money. Yeah. Sometimes we have a small restaurant here and there, and we also earn money from that, and I pay the money to the people who work in there, you know, everything. strict business.
Thank you.
God bless.
If there is no physical body, then why did Jesus cry when his best friend John the Baptist was beheaded?
Well, should he laugh? Should a compassionate master, all loving, all godlike laugh, or be like a stone or indifferent to a best friend like John the Baptist? What do you expect his behavior to be? What do you expect an enlightened person to be? A stone? Just because he's enlightened, the chemical reaction in his body doesn't change. The tears still flow when it's triggered by emotion, and it should be so. He's become so softened, so feminine, so loving, and that's the best of all, you know? It happened to him, it happened to us. It's very good when you cry, when your friend dies. That's very natural, he's very normal, very enlightened.
It seems that all my paths are being blocked. For this reason, I cannot reach my goals. My past experiences reveal that every time I'm one step towards my goal, something pulls me back and away. What should I do to clear my way?
What kind of path are you talking about? For the sake of the audience. Who is it?
Yeah. Thank you.
I want more clarification. What kind of path? You mean spiritual path or?
I didn't write the question, but for me it's applicable.
That's why I want to ask what he wants to know. What kind of path is it all blocked?
I think myself, we constantly encounter obstacles in life and be very frustrating. And I think it's just a universal...
Okay. I got it. You mean in business and relationship?
In business, yeah.
Well, the only answer is enlightenment. I have no other answer. Yeah? Enlightenment will guide you, will give you the answer, give you the strength to start all over again or to overcome difficulties, as well as ignore the unnecessary worries about different problems. You will solve them quicker. So enlightenment is the only way. There's no other thing for us in life to do except to get enlightenment first, and everything else will follow. That's why the Bible says to you, seek you first the kingdom of God. That means get enlightenment, and all the things shall be added unto you. Yes, truly. I earn more money now than when I was not enlightened. Yes. When necessary, God will show you the way, okay? Even in a physical way, yeah? I didn't get enlightenment to earn money, but it just happened. Just happened that everything else become very smooth, yeah, unasked. And that's true.
How do I live an enlightened life?
You live like you lived before. Huh? Live with your wife, your kids, or your husband. Continue. Discharge your duties, enjoy your life, meanwhile enjoy heaven. There's nothing changed. Nothing changed except the insight, the knowledge, the happiness.
Do animals and plants have their God?
We have only one God. Same. One Father for everyone. Jesus says so. Say, look at the lily of the valley. How does the Father take care of them? See? So it must be same God. You read the Bible, but you ask me so many questions. Everything in the Bible already, no?
What are the reasons why you don't believe in healing other people?
Oh, the reason why I don't believe? Because they should learn to heal themselves. We should not play God. That's the reason. We stand between God and that patient. Each one of them have the power to heal themselves. And God has bestowed upon them sickness as a blessing in disguise, so that he may seek God. So until the point when the person is very sincere, God will appear to them. Otherwise, we have a lot of physical medical treatment that should be taking care of the physical things. And to tamper with people's psychic body and the healing power within themselves is not very advisable. Because the bad karma is not erased by just a touch of hand. It will come back again tenfold later. And the person will suffer more and never know God. If you just believe in the healers and forget God, and especially the God inside you, you're in more trouble than the sickness. That's what I believe, and that's what I know, and that's what I share with you. But of course, it's my opinion, and my knowledge is not necessarily yours. It's not necessarily accepted by you. Just if you come to me and ask me, I have to tell you what I know, right? But I don't against healing or anything like that. But if you want to go higher, then you have to stop that. Just like you want to learn to become a doctor, you have to continue with being a doctor. You cannot just stop midway and become a nurse and then expect to be a doctor at the same time. It's not possible. Okay?
Master, why is it necessary to be guided through meditation?
There's no other way, no? Meditation is just a name. Actually, it's an inner reconnection with the God power. Just like, why is it necessary to eat 3 meals a day in order to sustain your body? This is to sustain your spirit. We have to meditate. We have to get recharged by God power again in order to be free from the shackle of the physical world, in order to be God again, in order to be master of ourselves.
Master, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your all attentiveness and your support and your enlightened atmosphere and your loving smile, everything. It pleases me very much. For those who do not take initiation tonight or consider later, go home and pray, huh? Pray to God. Don't forget. Pray all the time. Pray anytime you can. Pray with all your heart until the day you get enlightenment.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for your enlightened company for Supreme Master Qinghai's lecture, Recognize Your Own God Nature, on Words of Wisdom. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more uplifting and constructive programs 24 hours a day, every day of the week. With heaven's blessings, may all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.